in order not to create the fire, but if you have fire going, you'll have to add wood to it to make more heat. So what type of wood can you use? The Mishnah there says, Ein mevakim, now how to chop up wood, min ha-kervis. Kervis there, poshu, means the beams in the wall. Those are choshuva beams. So Rashi, mevakim etzim min ha-kervis. So yeshok kervis, you have a pile of good beams, ha-muktsois to do with the binyan. The muktsa set aside to build a house with. You have nice, good pieces of lumber that you set aside to build, and for shtetzach and yontif, you can't build. Therefore, these beams are muktsa. So the Mishnah says, Ein mevakim. Now I take those beams and chop them up and make it into firewood. Hu adin v'loy min ha-kura shenishbra b'yomtif. And hu adin, if you have a beam that broke by itself on yomtif. So even though now that it's broken, it's aimed to use for firewood, but the Mishnah still says it's osur. Why? The Chura goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That since at the beginning of yomtif it wasn't a broken beam, it was a nice piece of lumber, so stam, that wood is aimed to use for building. Now when it breaks in the middle of Yom Tov, we say it's still muksa. Since the beginning of Yom Tov, you didn't have das to use this wood for burning, nor matila you had das to use it for building, so even though it breaks on Yom Tov, and now it's aimed to burn with, still it's muksa. So it's a stam mishnah, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's for Rabbi Yechanan. If Rabbi Yechanan paskins always like a stam mishnah, so how could Rabbi Yechanan say we paskin like Rabbi Shimon? Here it's a stam mishnah, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Trashi v'loy min ha-kira, ha-yishoni, even an old beam, Shenishpura hayon, that broke today on Yom Tov. O mehashta, now that it's broken, now it's only meant to burn with it. Still we say it's also you can't touch this wood. Since Ben Ashmoshes, you didn't have that to use it for firewood. Ben Ashmoshes was still a good beam. You were using it. So therefore, blinds muksa. So it's a stam mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ahu, for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda masni lo. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't learn that Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. He learns that Mishnah goes according to a Yochid. That the Mandiyama, that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds by says like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, therefore it's Muksa, therefore it's Hosa. But it's not a Stam Mishnah. Even though Stam is a bit of a Kasha, because that Mishnah in Beitza, usually our Hachro is that on Shabbos we pass like Rabbi Shimon Ein Muksa, and on Yom Tov we pass in Yesh Muksa. We'll see in the Sechta Beitza, the Gemara starts off there and says that since Yom Tov is a more Kaldic Yisru, it's only Chayvi Lavin, it's not Chayvi Krisis, therefore the Rabbanim are more Machra on Yom Tov Tasa Muksa. And Allah, we talk all that we hold this din is Osra on Yom Tov, even though on Shabbos we hold Muksa is Mutter. So her wouldn't be so Shver Rabbi Yechanan then, even though there's a Stam Mishnah in Beitza, like Rabbi Yehuda, because in Hilchos Yom Tov we take a Pasim like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's so Shver the Gemara's Kasha? The Vice State Stam is Aesav, about Rabbi Yechanan, it says here, Halacha Kreb Shimon Stam, it's Mashmi Yodak of Shimon all over, even by Shabbos, even by Yom Tov. So then with the Kasha, there it's a Mishnah in Yom Tov that says Halacha Kreb Yehuda. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a Stam Mishnah, that Mishnah is a Yochid, it goes to contra Yosef Kreb Yehuda. So the Gemara, Toshima, I bring you Raya, Toshima. Maschilin Be'aremes HaTevin. You're allowed to start taking out Tevin or straw from a warehouse. Avoloi be'etzim sheba muksa. But you're not allowed to start using wood sheba muksa. Sheba muksa means that you had set aside in your backyard that you wanted to store it there till the winter months, so that you can't use now on Yom Tov. So this firewood, l'chur, it's muksa only according to Reb Yehuda, not according to Reb Shimon. So Drashi, maschilin lahasik, you're allowed to start using straw to make fire, ba'remez Drashi atevin. Now, kosalka taitach betivne sori destomil asoka. We thought even though straw is not aimed for burning, straw is aimed to give to an animal, but we could be talking about straw that got spoiled already. It's not healthy, it's not good for the animal. So stamazah it's aimed to be burning with. So therefore the Mishnah there says, Maschilin, you're allowed to start using this straw on Yom Tov and use it for firewood, because it's not muksa. Now that the straw is room for the behemoth to eat, it's aimed for burning. Avoloi ve'etzim sheva muksa. But you're not allowed to start using this wood that you had set aside. Muksa means in the backyard you put aside wood. You put it away separately for the winter months. Muksa means rechava shachure batin, the backyard. You set away like a garage. You set away in your backyard a special place where you can store something. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's muksa. Because you have no das to use it this Shabbos, you have it, or this Yom Tov, you have it stored away to use it for later on in the winter months. So the Zohar says it's muksa. So who it's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Reb Shimon, that should be mutter. If I see one dach you be dying, you didn't make it not usable. You just had dach, leave it for later. Now the Gemara name, Hossam, that Mishnah is talking about the arzi v'yashuchi. Talking about very, very expensive cedar wood. So muksa machmas chasaron kis. And our filo Reb Shimon moidah. That muksa is a muksa machmas chasaron kis. That means it's a very valuable piece of wood. And you don't use it to stun anything. So that's muksa machmas chasaron kis. That's the chomadika muksa. That lies like dachi bedayim. Like you have no 100% das not to use it on yomtiv. Because you don't want it to get spoiled. So that muksa even Reb Shimon is moidah also. So therefore that time Mishnah could also go according to Reb Shimon. So it's not shver of Yechlin's klal that he passes like Reb Shimon. I to stam Mishnah. Mishnah also goes according to Reb Shimon. So Rashi biyasev yashuchi erez zocha v'yerez nekeva shem din lebinyan type of cedar wood that's omit for binyan to build with, and it's very good wood. So that wood type is muksa even according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, it's no stam Mishnah, not like Reb Shimon. Toshima, bring another raya. Ein mashkin, you can't water down, put water on, give them to drink, or water them down, for shechtim, or else make a shchita, es hamidburis. The behemoths that live in the midbar, live outside in the fields, and just come home once, you can't shecht them on yom tov. They're like muksa. Trashim midburis means, shiroyis b'yefer, tomit. They are pasture outside. V'lones b'teichat chum. They sleep in teichat chum, but they pasture outside, they don't come home to the house. That's called midburis, it's like muksa. Because you didn't have das before Yom to fuse it. It wasn't in your house. You're not sure. Come home at night. But the animals that are in your house come home every night to sleep or to eat there. So then you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Because tamazoy, they're in your corral at the beginning of Yom Tov. So you have das to use them. So l'chur, this is a stam mishnah according to Reb Yehuda. Because according to Reb Shimon, even the midbaryah should be mutter. So what if they're outside? You didn't have a ferish das to use it. But they're not muksa. You weren't dachi v'dayim. You didn't say that they're not ready to be used. Just you didn't have 100% das to use it. So it's only also according to Reb Yehuda. So Chorvayt, it's a stam mishnah according to Reb Yehuda. It's kashan Reb Yechanan. And for the Gemara in Echnami, this stam mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Of Reb Yechanan, stomo achrin askech. Reb Yechanan found another stam mishnah that goes according to Reb Shimon. So since there are two stam mishnahs, it's not shver why he passes like Reb Shimon. Where's the stam achrina? So Rashi says stam achrina beisilol choshek estomo. Even though we'll soon see it's a machlekes beisham and beisilol, but since the cloud is we paskin like beisilol, so beisham and b'mokim beisilol is command less domin. So it's as if there's a stam mishnah halacha Reb Shimon. What's this raya? That beisham ayomim, we had the mishnah before. Beisham says magbiyim miyal hashulchan atzama suklipin. When you finish eating your suda on Shabbos and you have bones on the table or you have peels on the table, you're allowed to pick them up. Thus how beisham, they're not called muksa. You're allowed to pick them up. Or they still learn him no. Or they still learn him no. They still learn him mesalakis hatavlo. You have to pick up the whole tablecloth, kula, or menara, and shake it off. That blives tiltum in that side. You're not allowed to pick up the bones with your hand. The bones are muksa. So the answer is take the tablecloth and shake the tablecloth off and let the bones fall off. So the Vailachur at Shver, Beisil said it's awesome. Beisil holds like a Yehuda, that's muksa. No, v'yomer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said Shana's Mishnah was Onu. How are we supposed to learn this Mishnah? Onu and Lonu Elo, the Gir says Fakert. Ve'shamai Krev Yehuda. Ve'shamai is the one that says you're not allowed to pick up the bones or the klipas, the peels, but you have to pick up the tablecloth and shake it off. Or Be'tilo Krev Shimon. But Be'tilo, the one that says you're allowed to pick off the peels or the shells, that goes according to Be'tilo. That Be'tilo holds like Krev Shimon. Come to say that it's a Stam Mishnah, Be'tilo passes like Krev Shimon. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan also passes like Reb Shimon. Yeah. So the Gemara, yeah, Reb Shimon. So Gemara Pligi Bo Rav Acha Ravina. So Machlekes Rav Acha and Ravina also. Who do we passkin like? Chadoma B'chol Shabbos Kula. It's all the halachas nogeya to Masech to Shabbos or on Shabbos. Halacha Reb Shimon. We always passkin like Reb Shimon the Kula and say what ain't Muksa. Levar Mi Muksa Machmes Mias. Only Muksa Machmes Mias. That means an old candlestick that was used already once, made out of kli cheres, that becomes very ugly, it's mias, that's a muksa. That people, the mal has das, not to use, it's not nice, that muksa we're machmer on. Uman niyu, what's called a muksa machmes mias? That's called ner yoshin, an old candlestick that was used already once, made out of kli cheres, an earthy kli, so once it was burnt already once, it gets very black and dirty, it's mias, so that muksa we hold it's also. That's what one man the yom says. The chad dama, the other man the yom says, no. the muksa machmes mias nami halacha kreb shimon. The ravada muksa machmes mias halacha is also like this. We hold the kula. We hold like kreb shimon. That if it's only stam muksa machmes mias, it's not so gefelich. So it could be used, even though it's little not so nice. Still, it's you could use it. It's not muksa kreb shimon. Levar mi muksa machmes iser. The only thing we hold that's usher is muksa machmes iser, a new type of muksa. Oman niyu, what does this muksa machmes iser mean? Ner shadliku bo b'yoyser Shabbos. That means a candlestick that was lit. If you have a fire going at the beginning of Shabbos, so a ner that it's burning, that's a chomedika muksa. That's called muksa machmes iser, that's usher. And that's where we hold taka. Even though we hold on Shabbos like Reb Shimon, that's tam muksa zamutur. But a muksa machmas iser, that's usher, and that's the candlestick. That's why we say the light is a muksa the whole Shabbos. Even after the fire goes out, still migud is katsoy ben ashmoshes, is katsoy the kuliyayim, we hold this usher the whole Shabbos. Avo muksa machmas iser kis, what about you have something that's very, very expensive and you makbe not to touch it for anything, you don't want it to get ruined? That's called muksmi, set it aside, machmas chsaron kis, because it means a lot to you if it gets ruined. Such a muksa, afilu Reb Shimon moide, even Reb Shimon is moide, like muksa. That's like the sakin shel shchita, or the sakin shel mila, it's a muksa, machmas chsaron kis. Ditnan, kol ha-kelim mito, stam mishten, in the beginning of the parak, kol ha-kelim, that all kelim are allowed to touch on Shabbos and Shabbos, chutz, accept, mi master ha-godol, the big knife, the yeset shamachrisha, and the peg they use in the plow. Because these things are very expensive, and the Bible is very makbid, it shouldn't get ruined, shouldn't get bent, so he's makbid not to use it for anything. That's called muksa machmas chsaron kis. That's muksa, that's takosa. But all other types of muksas, we hold the kula. What does the kula mean? Like the lachas we had before, that a kli shamalachta liyista, like a hammer, that most of it is aimed to use for iser, you're allowed to touch the tzara gufa, tzarech mekaymoy. But only the tzara gufa, tzarech mekaymoy is in muta. If it's not the tzara gufa, tzarech mekaymoy, then takosa. Rashi, yeset shamachrisha, ha'choyfer es ha'karka, something used to plow with. So muksa machmas chsaron kis, that's a chomadiga muksa, even Rav Shimon is moedi with sasa. But Rishonu Amadai, since the Gemara says a stam loshin here, that it says a loshin, chadam b'chol ha'shavis kul alochak Rav Shimon. Like it doesn't only say b'chol muksa alochak Rav Shimon, it says loshin b'chol ha'shavis. So Rishonu Amadai from here that we pass on Rav Shimon by all the alochas of Shabbos. So we have two other machlokes in Reb Shimon. Ershin Reb Shimon holds Dover Shein Meskaven is Mutter. Reb Yud holds Dover Shein Meskaven is Osir. So there also we pass on Reb Shimon. That's what we pass in that a Dover Shein Meskaven is Mutter. And who was in the other machlokes we had was Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa. Like he carry out a mace on Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, it's called Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa. It's Potter Midiraisa. And according to Reb Yud, Yechayiv. So since the Gemara says Tam Meloshin, the Chol HaShabbos Kula. We pass like Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon says near the right. We pass in that Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is Mutter Midiraisa. It's only Yosem with the Rabbanan. Not the last Mishnah. Meifirin Nedorim B'Shabbos. You'll have to be Meifer a Neder if your wife made a Neder, and you hear about it on Shabbos. You'll have to be Meifer Strashi Baalishta. Your husband has a din that the day he hears that his wife made a Neder, and there are certain Nedorim, only Nedorim Benish Lishtoi, that a Baal could be Mefer. So he's allowed to be Meferit, like be Materit on Shabbos. Who adin v'nisholim the Nedorim? Who adin you go to a Chochem? Any person that made a Neder, and he wants to go to a Chochem to be Mater the Neder, it's Mutter to do it on Shabbos, of a providing Litzorech HaShabbos. It has to be, that's called Litzorech HaShabbos. So Rashi, Litzorech HaShabbos, the going Shenodesh Lelechol Hayim. Somebody made a Neder, he's not going to eat today. So the chura to be matter that neder is called tzorech hashabbos. You want to have yisuda, or else you made a neder not to have cholent. You made a neder not to eat meat. So it's called tzorech hashabbos. You're allowed to go to the chochem today on Shabbos and be matter the neder. It's not to say why it should be yosur or else the dorm that are not the tzorech hashabbos. And Mishnah says one shot is because it's minse chefzecha. It's called you're doing your own business and you're not allowed to do your own business on Shabbos. Only chefzeh shemayim. Or the other pshat is a big tircha. Since it's a big tircha, you shouldn't do a tircha that's not nageya to Shabbos. Therefore, if it is L'Tzorech HaShabbos, the neder you made is that you can't eat food, Tzorech HaShabbos. Else you made a neder, you can't take a nap in the afternoon. And it comes Shabbos afternoon, you want to take a nap. It's called Einik Shabbos. So you're allowed to be matter that neder on Shabbos. Right, U'poikikin es hamor. You're allowed to close up a window on Shabbos. Trash U'poikikin es hamor. Karabon and the Yamri, poikikin tekaka chalim. We had the machlokes before. to Rabbanon Reb Eliezer, he passed on to Rabbanon, it's only called Moisiv Al Oyel Arai, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. If you have a hole, a window in the roof, you ladder, put a pakah, close it up on Shabbos. Vaito Umoydidin Es Hamatlis, you ladder, measure off a cloth to see how big it is. Umoydidin Es Hamikvah, who are then ladder, measure the mikvah if there's enough water in the mikvah. We'll soon see, because even though Medida Stamazay is also, for the Sarach Mitzvah mutter. Trashu Umoydidin Es Hamikvah, the Midah Shei Shom Omok Sholish Amos Mayim Roichav Amalama. You want to measure out the mikvah to make sure it's a good shear. That's a kosher mikvah. That's mutter. V'yes amatas Rashi say sholish al sholish. It's voice. Hegoyin amoyser tumeya v'noga v'tyrus. It's nogeya talochis that it's tumey and now it touched tyrus. So you want to know if this beged is big enough to mekabel tumah. So it's nogeya talochis. It's a mitzvah. You allowed to measure them on Shabbos. Umaisa v'imei oviv shereb tzadik. Uv'imei abba shoyel ben bitnis shepokaku es hamor. Bitafiach. It once happened on Shabbos that they stuffed up the window with a pitcher on Shabbos. Shrashi pach shacheris. They use an earthly pitcher to cover up the hole. And also the kosher es hamekida. They tied up the mekida like a pot, the gami with the string. Leida to know im yesh begigis pasteach tefach imla. To know if there was a gigis as a barrel. Now there was a crack in the barrel. They want to know if the crack in the barrel was big enough for pasteach tefach. Well, there's 4 inches wide in the crack of the barrel. We'll see the mice in the Gemara, what's Nogeya to, if it was 4 tefachim there or not. It's Nogeya to a mace. The shalom was, there was a mace on the bottom, and you have this for an oil on top. Now, if there's a hole, pasech tefach, 4 inches wide, the tumah goes up. The oil is no good. If there's no crack in the barrel, then the tumah can't go up. I will see in the Gemara. But the kids, it was important to know, this crack in the barrel, is it a pasech tefach or not? So they went down to tie up a pitcher, a pach, they tied up this pot, the gami with string, laid that to know if there's a cheer of a psech tefach or not. Saga vos, you see from this Mishnah, that you allowed to tie a kesher shayna shokayama, a sarach mitzvah. Even though midirabonin, a kesher shayna shokayama is also, really what's mutu is only a kesher that you can untie the same day. Although some shittas was a big and untie within a week. But if you can let it stay more than a week than that, it's also to make such a knot midirabonin. It's only Yosim Midiraisa, not that's going to stay Le'olam Vu'eh. But a knot that's going to stay a week or so, that's Yosim Midirabonin. Here they bring a riot smut. If you make the knot the Sarach Mitzvah, a Kesher Shena Shachiyah Mitzvah. That's why they're able to make this knot in order to measure this hole in the barrel, because it was Nagaya to Mitzvahs. Right, the Gemara Midrayim Lamadnu, from this Meister we learn, Shepotikin, that you're allowed to stuff up the hole on Shabbos, or Moidudin, who are then you're allowed to measure something, v'koshrin, you're allowed to make a tshiro, sheno shokayemes b'shabbos. Abiyas tzorech ha-mitzvah, you're allowed to measure, and you're allowed to make a knot, sheno shokayemes b'tzorech mitzvah. Drashi, mekida kli cheres, earthly kli. Leid the mesh, v'gigas v'sech, tefach, v'gumar m'forish kol. V'koshrin kesha sheno shokayemes, afu look at chila. Even though with the rabbonin it's awesome, but the tzorech mitzvah it's mutter. U'moydidin, you could measure, l'slamed al dvar haron. If you want to learn something, to get to a mitzvah, you're allowed to measure on Shabbos. Otherwise, to measure something in the Rabbanan, it's also to measure something. There's for no reason you're not allowed to measure a table on Shabbos. You can't measure it. Only the Tzorach Mitzvah is it mutter. Something more. So the ratio of the Mishnah was, you can be made from the Dorim on Shabbos, and be Shoyel. Shoyel means any person that made a neder. He has to go to the Chochem to be matter it. A neder is called the Tzorach HaShabbos. So the Mori boil you. HaForah. Well, that we say if a lady, or who a wife, or who are dinner for daughter, your daughter makes the nether before she's a bagaris, means when she's 12 and a half, then the father could be made for the nether, so he boil you, hafara. That when the father could be made for the nether, do we say, bein litzarech or bein shol litzarech? I tell you, maybe by hafara it's mutter for the baal to be made for his wife's nether, even if it's shnat litzarech Shabbos. Like Stam, she made a nether, she won't climb up the roof. So it's not nogeya to Shabbos climb up the roof anyway. So maybe far for it's mutter. The Shaila, the Mishnah said it's only mutter, something that's called the Tzorach HaShabbos, maybe that only goes on Shaila. That means somebody that made a neder, and he's a man, so for him to have it matter, he has to go to a Chochem. Or Shaila, that the Chochem is matter and neder, maybe there is only the Tzorach. It's only mutter if it's a neder or Tzorach Shabbos. You made a neder, you won't sleep, or you can't eat on Shabbos. In. Shlele Tzorach Loi. But if the neder is not negated to Shabbos, then you can't be matter on Shabbos. Or maybe, for how far though, you could be matter on Shabbos. We'll soon see the svara. If that's the chilik, that's why the Mishnah says the two separate cases. Mefir in the Dorim b'Shabbos means tam. Whether it's a tzarech, whether it's shalom tzarech, it's muta. Then the Mishnah says when the shalom in the Dorim, and that daf b'shein the tzarech. So it's good why the Mishnah put it two separate cases. Or Dilma maybe no. Hafara, that a baal could be made for his wife's neder is the same thing. Nami, litzarech in. It's only muta if the neder his wife made was not to eat food on Shabbos. But if it wasn't the tzarech Shabbos, she stam made a neder, she won't climb up the roof anymore. So that's not called tzarech Shabbos. That the baal can't be made for on Shabbos. The kapolig luhum adodi ibezoi. If they have the exact same halacha, shaylo and hafara, why does the Mishnah say them two separate cases? Why doesn't it say them one case? Mishum the hafara ain't tzarech bezin, because it says two separate cases because they have two separate halachas. Hafara the pshat is the husband is mefer. You don't have to go to bezin. We'll soon see the halachas. If the husband finds out that his wife made a neder, the day that he hears it, that day he's allowed to be made for him. He just says, Mufalachu, Mufalachi, Mufalachi. That's what he says, not in Bezdin. That's the din haforum. Mashenki in the Shayla, that's that a person made a neder, and he wants to have a Taurus the Durham, he has to go to a Bezdin. Sricha Bezdin. That's what the Mishnah says in two separate cases. So Grashi Boilu, Hafor the Masnitsin, Bein Lasur, Bein Shalasur, Hashabbat Gabi Hafora, Biyoim Shamoya Ksid, Vim Lemefer Idno, Shuvain Mefrim. If you can't be made for today, the day you hear about it, then the baal can't be made for tomorrow. That's the halacha. The Torah says, "Habiyoyim shemoyel." The day you hear that your wife made a neder, you have that day to be made for. If you don't make for today, you can't be made for tomorrow. But Shank and Shalom, there's no difference. Well, let's see. Tomorrow, Toshma, bring your raya. The Tony Zuti Devera Papi Devera Popon Ma'afir in the Dorim b'Shabbos the Torah Hashabbos. He'll either be made for in the Dorim on Shabbos only the Torah Hashabbos. Even by Afara, he says this lashon. Of his life, we say letzarech haShabbos in shleil letzarech haShabbos loy. You see, Chloe, you can only be meifer in the dorim where your wife made not to eat food or not to sleep on Shabbos. There has to be something to get to Shabbos. If it's not to get to Shabbos, she can't. So we'll push the shaila. Now, lishna achrin, another shaila is like another lashon is like this. This was the shaila. Iboy lihu letzarech. When the Mishnah says you can only be meishel, you can only be shaila, go to chokhmah and matter the neder. If the neder letzarech haShabbos, that's what the Mishnah says letzarech. Atavira Ketoni, there's a go tak on both cases, Zion Shiloh, Zion Afora, Vishloy Litzarech Loi, but if the neder the Isha made was not the Tzarech Shabbos, the Baal cannot be made for it. What's the Hezbollah then? Alma, we see, Haforas Nidorim Meyes Liyes. That's what we say, B'yom Shemoya, when the Baal hears that his wife made a neder, he has the right to go be made for it. How long of a period does he have to be made for it? It's Meyes Liyes, he has 24 hours to do it. So therefore, let's say she made a neder not to climb up the roof, not to climb up the roof anymore. And you hear about it on Shabbos. Now, if you're going to tell me that the baal could be made for 24 hours, it's good. On the first few hours of Shabbos, he's not allowed to be made for it. But he's going to have time after Shabbos to be made for it because he has a 24-hour period to be made for it. So it's good why you could say on Shabbos you can only be made for a neder, that's letzarech. A neder that's not letzarech, wait till after Shabbos and be made for it. I don't know, the other side is no. Kikaton litzarech, that's what the Mishnah says, only litzarech is mutam, dafka ashaila. When you go to a chokhm to be matter the neder, who diktoni? Then it says dafka litzarech. Avol aforas nedorin, but when the baal wants to be matter his wife's neder, afidushto litzarech. I'll tell you no. Even though his wife made a neder, has nothing to do with Shabbos, still you have a right to be made for it. Why? Alma from here, the diik is, haforas nedorin, kol hayoin. That's what the Torah says, B'yom Shemoya. When the Baal hears his wife made a neder, he could be made for it that day. What's called that day? That day mamish. Have you heard about it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? He only has until Shkia to be made for it. After Shkia, he can't be made for it anymore. So Mel is very Nageya. On Shabbos then, the Baal hears about it on Shabbos. So if he's going to tell me a neder, Shlelo Tzarech HaShabbos, the Baal can't be made for, so what does he have to wait till after Shabbos? It's too late. He can't be made for the Durham anymore. So then Avad Rabbanu will make all and say he could be made for. And the only time to say that you can't be made for the nether on Shabbos is, it will tell you, wait till after Shabbos, do it after Shabbos. But if you can tell me after Shabbos is too late already, so pshita, that's called the tzarech, and you could be made for it. So the kids are asked the shayla, what's the halacha hilchos nedorim? When the baal hears that his wife made a nether, how long of a period does he have until he can be made for it? Toshma bring your ayah. The toni reb zute devera papi. Mefir in the dorim v'shabbos, the tzarech ha-shabbos. His idea is the tzarech ha-shabbos in, shalot tzarech ha-shabbos loy. of a neder is not negated to Shabbos, the Baal cannot be made for on Shabbos. Alma, from here's a raya, haforos nedorim, v'yais liyais, enoch nami. Not that the Baal can be made for nedorim, it's not only the day he hears about it till Shkia, it means a 24-hour period. So even though you can't be made for it today on Shabbos, wait till Motzoi Shabbos, and you can be made for it then. Om Ravashi v'anan tenan. We learned, haforos nedorim kol hayoim. We learned about you could be made for nedorim kol hayoim. V'yesh v'dovel ha'okel l'hachmer. There's a cooler in this din than a zechur in this din. Ketzad, what the loch is? Nodro leil Shabbos. If you heard about the nether on the beginning of Shabbos, meifa leil Shabbos, you could be made for it at night. V'yoyim ha'Shabbos, the next day, atcha techshach. But you could only be made for it until Shkia, until techshach. But more than that, you can't. Nodrim ha'Shecha. Let's say the Yishr made the nether mamash right before Shkia on Shabbos. Meifa atcha techshach. The Baal only has mamash a few minutes to be made for the nether. If you only be made for the nether until Techshach, until Shkia. Shimlehefa Meshach HaShecha, because if it wasn't made for him before Shkia, and Yochel HaHofer. So this bright, the Chorus says, not like we're learning. This bright says the Baal could only be made for, B'yayim Shemoyim means, the day that he heard about it until Shkia. He doesn't have a 24-hour period to be made for the nether. If he hears about it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he only has a few more hours to be made for him until it comes Shkia. But after Shkia, he can't be made for anymore. And we're learning Pshat now Mishnah like that. Our Mishnah says you can only be made for the Dorim, that's Tzarech HaShabbos. Aye, what about the other Nadorim? We're telling you, wait till Motzoi Shabbos. So you see, you have a 24-hour period. The Tanya, have for us Nadorim. That's that a Baal has a right to be made for his wife in Nadorim. Kol Hayoim. Kol Hayoim means Pashto until Shkia, that's all. We have Yosef, does I have to have Yosef of Yehuda? No. A Kol Hayoim. We have Yosef, we have Yehuda, we have Elazar, we have Shimon Omru, may Yais Liyais. They held no. The Baal has a 24-hour period till how long he can be made for his neder. So according to them, it's good why our Mishnah says you can only be made from the Dorm of a Tzarech HaShabbos if it's Nogea to today. But if it's a neder, it's not Nogea to Shabbos, we tell you rather wait till after Shabbos and you'll be made for it then. Right, the Nisholom of the Dorm. Iboy Elihu. Kishloihoye loy penai. That's what we say you can be mapped in the Dorm on Shabbos. We said a person made a neder is not going to eat meat anymore. When he made the neder, he's not going to sleep anymore in the afternoon. And it comes Shabbos right now, he has charota, he wants to eat meat, he wants to go to sleep. So the Mishnah says you can go to a chacham to be matarit. Iboy lihu. Kishloi hoi loi penai. Doesn't mean that's in a case where you didn't have time to be matarit Friday. Like really, don't wait till Shabbos to be matarit the neder. You should have went to bed on Friday. So are we only matarit you on Shabbos when you didn't have time to do it Friday? Or do maybe no. Afilu hoi loi penai. Even when the person had time to do it Friday, and he's a Peshaya, he stopped, didn't do it Friday, he waited until Shabbos, maybe still it's Mutter. The Baal now, the Maitre, is called Tzarech HaShabbos, the Rabbanu will make him. Toshima bring Yiraya, the is the Kikulei Rabbanu, the Rav Zutro, Bray the Rav Zera, his Rav Zutro had a neder, and he wanted to be Matarit on Shabbos, and he came in front of the Rabbanu, and the Rabbanu one is the Kikul, means they listened to him, and they're Matarit's neder. The Shorula Nidra, the Matar is Neder, the Yafagav, the Heavenly Penai. Even though the Maisa was, he had time Friday. Like really, he should have been Matar the Neder on Friday. Even though he wasn't Matar the Neder on Friday, still the Rabbon were Matar the Neder on Shabbos. So you see, it's Mutter. Avi, it's called the Neder of the Tzarech HaShabbos, and after Locho, he'll have to be Matar the Neder on Shabbos if it's Nogea to Shabbos. If not, we tell you wait till after Shabbos and Matar then. Shepokuku Esamor Betefiach. So Mishnah says you're allowed to close up the hole, close up the window with a pitcher. The kosher as samakid begami. They also tied up this kli cheris, this pit, this pot with a gami with a string. Omer Rav Yehuda. Like what was the importance? Why did they have to tie up this pot with a string? What was the ma'isa? Omer Rav Yehuda. The ma'isa was like this. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav. Hilkati ketana hoiso bein shnei batim. There was a hilkati Rashi learned shvil, like a small path. Shvil kota and bein shnei batim. Like an alleyway. You had two houses, and now a little path in between the two houses. You had an alleyway in between the two houses. That's the maisa. Hilkati katan hoise ben shnei batin. V'tuma hoise shom. And there was a mace there. There was a tome there in between the two houses. There was a mace there. Now, v'gigis seduka monachas agabon. There was a cracked barrel on